Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. Today the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord, January 4th, 2026. That's the first Sunday after January 1st. We have a minor celebration of Epiphany, or not really a minor celebration, but the Church used to celebrate it on January 6th by various names. Today, our gospel passage comes from the evangelist Matthew. Matthew writes, "When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage.' When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him." The Church gives us Epiphany as a feast of light, of revelation, of the God who refuses to remain hidden. Christmas tells us Emmanuel, God is with us. Epiphany tells us God wants to be found. The Magi came as the first great sign that Christ is Savior, not only for Israel, but for the nations. They are seekers, men watching the heavens, attentive to signs, open to truth, no matter the cost. Their journey begins not with certainty, but with wonder. Where is the newborn king? Their question is the question of every soul that longs for God. God knows how to speak to the heart of each person. To shepherds, he spoke through angels. To the Magi, he spoke through a star. He meets us where we are, using whatever light we are capable of recognizing. But he never leaves us there. He draws us forward. Matthew tells us that Herod was greatly troubled, and significantly all Jerusalem with him. The same star that fills the Magi with hope fills Herod with fear. Why? Because God's arrival always disrupts the false kingdoms we build. Herod's entire identity is built on control, power, and insecurity. The Magi ask, "Where is the newborn king?" A question innocent to them, but threatening to him. Epiphany confronts us with the same reality. God's revelation demands a choice. The light shines, and we must decide whether to follow it or to resist it. Some seek him with open hearts, like the Magi. Some cling to the illusion of their own sovereignty, like Herod. And many, like all Jerusalem, are simply disturbed by the possibility that God might be doing something new. Epiphany is never neutral. The Magi teach us that the shape of authentic faith, they allow themselves to be disturbed. They notice the star, they let it unsettle their ordinary routines, they are willing to be interrupted by grace. They ask questions. Where is the newborn king? Faith is not passive, it wonders. Seeks, inquires, listens. They travel in vulnerability. The journey is costly. They leave comfort. They risk misunderstanding. They cross borders. They follow a light that appears, disappears, and reappears. So does God lead us. They persevere even when the star disappears. Notice this. The star guides them to Judea, but then it vanishes. They must ask for help. They must trust the scriptures revealed through others. Faith often involves walking in darkness, trusting the light we received earlier. And they rejoice when the star returns. Matthew says they were overjoyed. Literally, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. They recognized God's faithfulness. And finally, they offer their gifts, gold for kingship, frankincense for divinity, myrrh for sacrifice, gifts that proclaim who this child truly is. Every one of us has been given a star, some glimmer of grace, some nudge of the Holy Spirit, some inner attraction to holiness. It may be subtle, it may be quiet, but it is real. What might this star be for you? A longing for deeper prayer? A discomfort with old patterns of sin? A question that won't leave you? A desire for reconciliation? A need for truth, healing, direction? A sense that God is asking for something more, something new? The Spirit's invitations are often gentle but persistent. Epiphany invites us to follow, to take even one step closer toward Christ, to let ourselves be led, to open our treasures, the gold of our will, the frankincense of our worship, the myrrh of our suffering, and lay them before Jesus. But we must also acknowledge another reality. There is probably a Herod in each of us, a part of our heart that fears surrender, a part that resists conversion, a part that feels threatened by God's call, a part that clings to old thrones that are crumbling. Epiphany does not condemn this part of us, but it reveals it so that Jesus may heal it. After encountering Jesus, the Magi return home by another way. That's not just geography, it's conversion. You cannot kneel before Christ, before the Christ child, and remain the same. To encounter him is to be rerouted, redirected, transformed. It is to walk differently, to see differently, to live differently. This is the promise of Epiphany. God reveals himself not to overwhelm us, but to guide us into a new and abundant life. Today, we stand with the Magi. We allow ourselves to be led. We welcome the light that disturbs our darkness. We seek him with sincerity and perseverance. And when we find him in the Eucharist, in prayer, in the hidden moments of grace, may we offer him our whole hearts, and may we walk away with a new and holy path. For we have seen his star at its rising. Lord, give us the courage to follow it wherever it leads. Amen. I invite you today to include your prayer petition in the form below and send it our way so we can all pray for one another. And also, if you found a blessing in these words today, to share them with others so that we can support one another in our walk to our own heavenly Jerusalem. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.